Patient name, Colton, K-O-L-T-O-N, last name Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R. Date of birth, 5/7/10. Date of service, 10/4/23. This is a 13-year-old young man. Apparently, several hours ago, he was in football practice and he hurt his left hand. He was running with the football and slid through some mud, and in that process hurt his left hand. It is now painful and swollen. He has limited range of motion. He is here for that evaluation today. Period. In a paragraph, blood pressure 120 over 61, pulse 90, respiration 16, temperature 95.6, oxygenation 99%, current weight 122, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history none, surgical history, ear tubes, tonsils, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, or secondhand smoke. Period. New paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. He's very cautious with using that left hand, however. There is an obvious amount of edema to that left hand. However, there is no ecchymosis. At first glance, it doesn't appear that it would be fractured. However, it did turn out to be a fracture on the x-ray. Period. New paragraph. Patient is tender to the touch on that left hand, period to paragraph. Starting with the assessment, H-E-E-N-T is unremarkable. Neck is soft, heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear, period to paragraph. Returning to that left hand, it is tender to any palpation. He does have limited range of motion. We did an x-ray of that left hand. As it turns out, the second, third, and fourth metacarpal do show fractures, with the second metacarpal being a spiral fracture, period, new paragraph. Patient is placed in an ACE wrap. He obviously needs orthopedic intervention. They do have Texas Children's Insurance. She's going to head that way either tonight or first thing in the morning, and follow up for their recommendation for an orthopedic doctor. Plan of care reviewed with the mom, and I've answered all her questions today. She'll return to clinic PRN.